It's a Tech Tuesday here on WGN, and this is when we visit with Bridget Carey, CNET Senior Editor. You can follow her on Twitter, at Bridget Carey. Good morning, Bridget. Happy Tech Tuesday to you.
Happy Tech Tuesday to you, too. Thank you. It's been kind of a strange tech week because I didn't expect to be talking about Palm again, like the like Palm Pilots, Palm Phones. Yeah, like retro is in all the time, I guess, lately, it feels like, and Palm is coming back.
Can you refresh my memory? I remember hearing the term Palm Pilot, but I didn't have one. So what was it?
Oh, it was like before your smartphone days, back in when BlackBerries were also hot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this was I had a little stylus. You can get work done, kind of take notes and kind of just be your work device. And then Candy Crush came along and ruined everything, right?
So. Yeah, I don't want to tell you what level I'm on,
but that's
all right. It's like 2800.
So why are they coming back, Bridget?
Okay, well, the company name, I mean, a lot of these smartphone, like, that are out now that are trying to compete with big Android phones, they actually bring back old classic names. So it might be a company that kind of bought the name Palm, essentially, is how it works.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same with BlackBerry. Isn't the original BlackBerry. It's a Chinese company that bought the name BlackBerry. But in this case, the group behind this new Palm is putting a different twist on it. And to resurrect it again, I think, I don't know if you remember the Palm smartphone. It's like been over 10 years ago or so, but it was small, had a slide-out thing. It kind of looked like a iPhone it was pretty cool because it was different, right? But it didn't have a lot of apps, and so that kind of killed it because everyone cared about, like, well, can I get my apps on it? So that's why Android and iPhone just always continue to dominate. But here it comes again with a phone that isn't a phone. Totally. They have tried a whole new twist. They made something really tiny, like 3.3-inch screen tiny.
Mm.
So when they say Palm, they really mean as big as your palm. And the whole idea is that this would be a companion to your existing phone. So buy this as a secondary screen for when you don't want to take your phone out. Maybe you're on a run. Maybe you're with a night on the town with the girls, and you don't want to put your big phone in your clutch. This is a baby phone, like a teacup dog of phones that will still get your messages, but it's not great for working on or watching videos. It's just really more like, oh, I need a small screen to make sure I don't miss a text or just to quickly glance at something. So they think it could actually maybe help you curb your dependence on staring at a screen if the screen is too tiny to stare at.
Who's going to buy this other than women who, you know, change their purses when they go out to a little party fun bag? Other than that, who's going to use this, do you think?
Okay, let me give you some numbers to help you with that. So this little accessory device is $350. So it's about the price of a smartwatch. It's only sold at Verizon, and you're not paying a full monthly plan with it. The idea is that you would be adding to $10 a month to your existing plan just to have this side product, right? And that's what a lot of, smartwatch kind of situations are. You know, it's like something to glance at, but it might not, you know, totally replace your phone, obviously. So this is just so quirky. I kind of wish that there was a standalone phone that was small. I didn't need a second phone for my phone. I didn't need an accessory for my phone. Because I like the idea of, if it was a smaller screen just to get, you know, basic stuff done. You're not sitting there watching YouTube videos all day and scrolling forever on Instagram because you're like it's not as comfortable. Like, it's an interesting twist, right? But at the same time, this is running Android, if you're curious. This is not running a special operating system, but it also will work with an iPhone too. So it works better, though, when you have Android to Android than it is with iPhone to Android.
Bridget, right. On a sad note, Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen just died. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, so he died Monday at age of 65. This guy was a really big philanthropist, but he co-founded Microsoft along with Bill Gates. I mean, they went to high school together and co-founded Microsoft back in 1975. So people have said, like, we wouldn't have personal computing today if it wasn't for him working with Bill Gates together. So,
can I ask a question about him? I know him primarily from him owning a bunch of sports franchises.
Yes.
Why is his name not as front and center as Bill Gates' name?
Well, I guess you could say he's been not the main, I guess, face of it when it comes to, you know, Bill Gates has always been like the face.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I mean, they kind of had to work together to start it up. He left Microsoft in 1982, right? So he hasn't been around, you know, as long as the face of Microsoft that like Bill Gates has been.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I got an alert on my phone, and
he also had kind of like a falling out with Gates for
a little bit too. Yeah.
Like after his departure. So, you know, but either way, he wasn't always the face of it. That's true.
All right.
I feel bad. I got an alert on my phone that he passed away at 65, and I didn't really know who he was.
Oh, no.
I didn't.
Huh.
You were talking about retro things with the Palm Pilot. I love the game Galaga and its counterpart, Galaxian. You can build your own home arcade cabinet, and you did it?
Oh, yeah. This is, I think, going to be one of those weird gifts for the holidays.
Do they make a Q-Bert? My husband loves Q-Bert.
They should. I think, okay, so there's the company behind these, build-it-yourself home arcade cabinets. It's called Arcade 1-Up, and they're selling them at all sorts of retailers between, you know, Walmart, Target, Best Buy. Everyone's got, you know, something. Even Home Depot's selling some of them in different versions. There's like five versions altogether. And I did one for Street Fighter because that was my jam, Street Fighter 2. But it feels kind of silly as I say it out loud. This thing is $300, and so I'm like loving essentially a video game that costs $300, but you got to think of it more as like a statement piece because it's the whole feel of like, oh wow, I have an arcade, and it brings back all those memories. And the nostalgia is a funny thing because it's a lot of fun. It's not as big as a full size arcade; it's about 3/4 the size. So, and it's about 63 pounds because it's like building a bookshelf. It's like hollow inside, but really all the smarts are just in this LCD screen. But it's got the clickiness, it's got the joystick feel you want. And it depends on what you like. There's also one for Asteroids. There's one for Centipede, and even Rampage, which is that monster smashing the buildings game. So I think it's the kind of thing that offices want to get, you know, because it's just a fun thing. But also, this is like an excuse to have something fun in your apartment, especially if you're in your 20s and you want to have your friends over and play. But the company's got to be making more. So maybe they'll make a Q-Bert. Maybe they'll make others. But they're just getting started now.
Bridget, does it come with a greasy teenage kid in an REO Speedwagon t-shirt who won't take turns? Is that part of the deal? You got to pay extra for that.
Might be an accessory.
But it
doesn't require quarters, so there's that at least.
So with the Centipede or Millipede or whatever it was, do they have the little rollerball?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does, exactly. So different ones have different controls that coordinate with the things. The Centipede version actually comes with a couple of things. It's not just a Centipede, it's also a Millipede and another one. And the artwork on there looks like the original artwork from the old machines. So they kind of, you know.
That's cool.
I like this.
Wow.
I mean, normally if you bought an arcade machine, like
thousands,
a real one, you're like paying over $2,000.
Right.
So
this is quite a savings.
It kind of just brings back that whole love of nostalgia. There's so many nostalgic retro video game things to buy, I think, lately. And this is just taking it to that extra geeky level.
I love it. She's Bridget Carey. You can find her at CNET.com, also on Twitter and Instagram, at Bridget Carey on Twitter and Instagram, Bridget Happens. Thank you so much for chatting with us on this Tech Tuesday.
Thanks. Catch you later.
Bye, Bridget.
Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's all happening on WGN Radio.